The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Listener says there are huge amounts of bikes been stolen. Once your bike is taken, you can't get a cycle to work scheme again until 5 years is completed. Disastrous in my case, had my bike taken in year one and had to wait 4 years to reapply. We're joined by Kieran Ryan from the Dublin Cycling Campaign because there's a suggestion, Kieran, that bicycle thefts have jumped quite dramatically. Why so?
Hi, Matt. Yes, the reports say that bicycle theft in the Dublin area increased by 46% in the month of June compared to the same period last year. So it's a worrying report, really, that bike theft has increased so dramatically. But I suppose one silver lining is that the number of people cycling increased by more than 100% during the lockdown compared to last year. So at least the bike theft rates haven't matched the rates of people taking up cycling. But we've seen a lot of people...
But Kieran, it does strike me, and the figures apparently nationally are up 40% as well. This is not just a Dublin phenomenon. It does strike me that it is a major problem for many people who want to cycle as to where do they leave their bike in a safe place to make sure that it's not stolen.
Yeah, and that's a big issue for a lot of people, especially if they're cycling into town centres or city centres looking for a safe place to leave their bike. We'd have advice for people in general. The main thing they should do is to record the information about their bicycle. So they should take a photograph of their bike, be aware of the brand, the name, the color, and there's also a frame number on the bike which you can record, and that's unique to your bicycle, and it's very important to have that if you want to reclaim your bike or even to report the theft. The type of locks you have are very important as well. We recommend, you know, two locks for your bike, one for your wheels and one for the bike ring. Yeah, so you'd have one very secure lock, referred to as a U-lock or a D-lock, which would lock your bike frame to a solid object such as a bike parking stand. And then you'd have another lock, usually in the form of a coil, that would go through the wheels of the bike, and they would secure the wheels to the bike, because quite often thieves will target people's wheels, especially if they're quick release wheels.
Yeah, which you see situations where their bike has been left, the frame is there, the back wheel might be there, but the front wheel is gone in situations. And I mean, I've heard it said as well that the bicycle thieves don't want to spend the time that it takes to do two locks. They want to do one lock quickly and get away. But if there's two locks, they won't do that.
Yeah, a lot of the evidence suggests that most bike theft is opportunist. So the idea is to not give thieves the opportunity to take something that's easy to take. So lock your bike as securely as possible. Try to lock it in a place where there may be a lot of passive surveillance. So people walking by on a busy street or in a location that's, you know, in a prominent position. In Dublin, for example, there's a very secure bike parking facility on Drury Street, operated by Dublin City Council. And for people, you know, cycling into Dublin City Centre, that's really probably the highest level of bike security that they can get.
But how many bikes can go there at any one time?
I don't know that figure off the top of my head, but I don't remember it being at capacity any time that I've ever used it. So it's a few hundred bikes that fit in there. But there's a massive demand for more bike parking around the city. Dublin City Council has been installing new bike parking stands across the city over the past couple of years, and they intend to do more in the coming months. But they're just about keeping up with demand. I mean, especially in the city centre itself.
Kieran, just one final thing. Yeah, listeners want to know, how much do you need to spend on a good bike lock?
The general rule of thumb is that you should spend about 10% of the value of the bike on the locks themselves. And, you know, you should buy good quality locks from a reputable bike shop. Don't skimp on locks, you know, for an 800 euro or 1,000 euro bike. You should be spending, you know, in the region of 100 euro on your locks, just to be sure.
Thank you very much, Kieran Ryan from the Dublin Cycling Campaign, from with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.